Good morning, friends. We switched up microphones this morning, and I just keep feeling like it's going to fall off. So yeah, we'll give it a go. Welcome to the beginning of Advent. The sanctuary has been decorated as we begin our season of preparation for the coming of the Christ child. Whether you're joining us in person, over Zoom, or on Facebook, we are so glad that you're here with us for this blessed season in the life of the church. Please take a moment to let us know that you're here, either by filling out the attendance sheet in the green welcome pad, or following the QR code in your bulletins, or just clicking on the link in the chat thread over Zoom. There are also prayer cards in the rows beside you. If there is a joy or a concern on your heart this morning, please write it down on one of those cards. Or in the chat thread over Zoom. The children will collect them later in the service. Yesterday was our alternative Christmas gifts bazaar. Many, many thanks to the team that has been working for months to plan it, and to the many of you who volunteered yesterday to pull it off. Together, you helped raise more than $15,500 for charities in our community. For charities in our community and around the world, what an incredible gift. Today, after worship, is our annual congregational forum when we look back at the year gone by and choose leaders to guide us into the future. Please plan to be a part of it. Jamie White has an important announcement to share from the finance team. Jamie.
Again, I want to make sure you know that the forum isn't very long. Financial piece will just be, you know, like two little tables. But the big thing and the take-home message of the forum will be for the finance team is that we are still hoping that a few more people pledge. We are definitely not where we need to be to write a budget in the way that we want to write a budget. So. We are really thankful for all that have already pledged, and that's great. We're right on track with those that are pledging, where we expect to be, except for the total numbers, and so therefore the total numbers of dollars are not where we want it to be yet. So if you haven't pledged yet, you know there's two ways you can, there's three ways. You can easily go online, Stone Church, and find it under giving. Or there's a piece of paper back on the table, the offering table back there, where you could fill it out. Or you could just give a call to the church office whenever Rowan is in, and they will help you out and write it all down. So thank you very much, and see you for a short meeting afterwards.
Thank you so much, Jay.
As I said before, this is the beginning of Advent, and there are a few opportunities this week in celebration together. The Forum of Churches is sponsoring a Christmas caroling event this afternoon, downtown at 3 o'clock. You can meet up at Bryan Park on Washington Street and travel around spreading good cheer through favorite Christmas carols. We'll have a caroling event later this month as our Stone Church community as well, singing to shut-ins from our Stone Church family. On Wednesday evenings over Zoom, Donna is leading our Advent Art Devotional Series. Come reflect on the stories of the season through beautiful original works of art. It is a great experience. We hope you'll check it out. Eddie and Pam would like to share about another special opportunity to be connected this Advent season as well.
Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Pam.
How are you?
I'm feeling great. Dave and Dr. Seven numbers are looking really good.
That's what I like to hear, Eddie. I needed some good news after a week of new worries.
I'll keep you in my prayers, Pam. Things will get better.
Thanks, Eddie. I always appreciate your positive outlook. How about a weather forecast?
It's that simple. As texting buddies, Pam and I have been texting one another nearly every day for the last 3 years.
We check in on one another on matters of health, church, hometown hearts, Fresh Express, appointments, visitors, and always the weather. The idea for texting buddies came to me in the fall of 2020. Eddie and I were volunteers for Project Bloomtown, which hangs and maintains 42 baskets of flowers downtown every summer. Since I don't live in town, Eddie would text me every day, and together we'd decide how the weather impacted our flower watering schedule.
In late October, along with Tinkerberger, Dave Berger, Ann Reyes, and other volunteers, take the flower baskets down, but we don't stop texting.
We text when we're weary, we text when we're joyful. Sometimes that's it, and we carry on with our day. Sometimes there's an emergency, and we find a way to help each other out.
Because we have gotten a lot out of being texting buddies, we propose for this event season that you might like being a texting buddy too.
If you'd like to be a texting buddy with someone in our Stone Church family this Advent season, please click on the link in the Friday Flash or in the online version of our December newsletter. Answer a few questions and wait for your first text to learn who your new texting buddy or buddies might be. And rejoice.
Thank you so much. Our worship this Advent centers around the question, how does a weary world rejoice? There are resources in the back that you can take home with you, a calendar with daily ideas and a devotional that follows along with our series. Here on the first week of Advent, we look together for hope in the midst of our own fears and the world's brokenness. I invite you to allow the music of the prelude to center you into our time of worship together. We're glad you're here.
Thank you. Please rise in body or spirit and join me in the Advent candle lighting reading. How does a weary world hope?
By telling stories of hope, by lighting candles in the night, and planting seeds in the winter that will bloom in spring.
By praying for children as they grow, and picking up trash on the sidewalk.
By insisting that small acts can make a difference.
There are a million ways to practice hope, so today, we light the candle of hope as a reminder and a charge.
With God's help, may we bring hope into a weary world. Amen.
It's time for the younger among us to make their way forward for our children's story. If you've got a prayer card, you can hold it up and the kids will collect it on their way forward. Hi. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. Friends, I am so glad you're here. This week is the beginning of Advent. Do you see all the decorations in the church and how Sally and her dad lit the candle? You helped with those, I remember. Actually, a lot of you guys helped last week. Well, now, most years during Advent is the season when we prepare for the coming of Jesus at Christmas. Now, most years during Advent, we have a week where we have a Christmas pageant when we all act out the Christmas story. But this year, we're not having one Christmas pageant. We're having four Christmas pageants. Instead of one big Christmas pageant, we're going to have a little Christmas pageant each week. You guys are going to tell us all the story of Jesus. Now, this week, Sally and the Latimer boys are getting us started. And you are all in the play too. You guys are the crowd. We are the crowd gathered at the temple. It's going to be awesome. You just wait. All right. Sally is going to get us started. Go for it, Sally.
Long, long ago in the land of Judah, there was a priest named Zechariah, the husband of a woman named Elizabeth. Now Zechariah and Elizabeth loved each other, and they loved God. They lived a good life, just the two of them together, since they had never been able to have children. The years passed, and they grew old together. Elizabeth took care of the home, and Zechariah was a priest who worked in the temple. One day, Zechariah was chosen to go in the innermost part of the temple and offer incense before the Lord.
Offer this incense on behalf of your people. Receive this offering and... Ah! Who are you? How'd you get in here?
Don't be afraid, Zechariah.
Don't be afraid? A supernatural being sneaks up on a guy and says, "Don't be afraid?"
Zechariah, I am the angel Gabriel. And I am here to tell you that your prayer for a child has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will have a son, and you will name him John. He will be a very special child, and he will bring you lots of joy.
A bit late for that, isn't it? I don't know if you noticed, but me and my wife are a bit long in the tooth, you could say. Senior citizens. Geezers. I'm talking Marty Keeney old. When we were born, the Dead Sea was just sick. If I had one more wrinkle, I could screw my hat on. In dog years, we'd be dead.
God can do anything, Zechariah. Even make you mute.
Since you didn't want to believe the good news I brought, you'll just have to stay silent until the baby is born.
Bye-bye! By this time, the crowd outside was starting to get antsy and wondering what was taking so long.
What's going on in there? Hey, Zechariah, you dead? What took you so long? What happened in there? Strange things are afoot at the temple today, my friend. Strange things indeed. Mark my words, we haven't seen the end of this story.
Now to find out what happens next.
You and you all need to come back next week. See you then. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
A few weeks back, we had the joy of welcoming 8 new members into our church family. It was supposed to be 9, but one of the new members found themselves sick and at urgent care that day. I am pleased to report that Jeremy is feeling better now and still wants to become a member of here at Stone Church. So it is my privilege to invite Jeremy Urich to join me forward, to join me here up front. Jeremy has been attending Stone Church since before we arrived. He and his wonderful wife, Danny, have been married for 15 years now. They have 2 amazing boys, Finley and Maddox. Jeremy is a 7th grade reading teacher at the middle school here in Huntington. And back at the beginning of the pandemic in 2020, he and his friend Scott founded a group called Cookies for Caregivers. They baked dozens of cookies and delivered them as a sign of appreciation and respect to those serving on the front lines in the midst of those crazy times. Then they recruited others to bake even more cookies to share. 3 years later, the group has grown with bakers all over continuing to show gratitude to those working to serve us by serving them freshly baked cookies. Jeremy loves sports, spending time with his family, reading, traveling, relaxing on the beach, and writing children's books. You have such wonderful gifts and graces to share. We all look forward to learning more together. Jeremy, knowing that Christians never fully arrive but are always in the process of becoming, do you now reaffirm your faith in Jesus as revealer of God's love and purpose in the world? Do you promise to live in keeping with the teachings and spirit of the New Testament?
I do.
As you unite with this church, will you be a faithful member of this congregation, sharing in the life of this community and supporting it by your earnest prayers, regular attendance, loyal service, and faithful stewardship?
I will.
And now to you, Stone Church. Hearing the promises made by Jeremy, you are also invited to make commitments to him, to his family, and to each other. Do you, Stone Church, welcome Jeremy into this family of faith, pledging our help, our prayers, and our concern that we may all increase in the knowledge and love of God? If so, say, we do. We do. Amen. Welcome Jeremy into full membership in this Stone Church family. Blessings. Let us continue in prayer. Gracious God, you carry us through our days. You know every word on our tongue, every hair on our head. You know the dreams in our hearts and the weight of our bones. You also know the weariness we bring with us into the morning and into this space. So with honesty, we come before you, both with hearts full of gratitude and with prayer requests on our lips. First, Holy God, we thank you for the gifts of this life that give energy, for birthday candles and sunrises, for handwritten cards and jobs that we are passionate about, for stories that can make us laugh until we cry, and for friends that feel like family. We thank you for this church family and for all those who are joining. We thank you that Paul's granddaughter, Riley, is feeling better again. For all these gifts, thank you. In addition to these prayers of gratitude, loving God, we also bring you the things that weigh heavy on our hearts. We pray for Corey and his family as his father Tim discerns next steps after being diagnosed with prostate cancer. We lift up Jessica's friend Brandy, who has so much more than her share following the sudden death of her father-in-law this week, in addition to the recent deaths of her brother and mother-in-law and the illness of her own 3-year-old daughter. Lord, have mercy. We lift up Myrna's brother-in-law, Jerry, who's set to have a triple bypass procedure tomorrow. Keep him safe, Lord, and see him through, we pray. Hear, too, our prayers for Gail as she travels to Ohio on Friday and has a 6-month ultrasound following up on the procedures from before. Hear our prayers of gratitude and joyfulness, not only for a successful alternative Christmas gifts bazaar caring for people in our community and around the world, but more importantly, for the opportunity to work together with a wonderful, thoughtful, and generous group of people. We have so many heroes. We are blessed to be among them. O come, Emmanuel. Be with those waiting this Advent, those not surrounded with festive decorations, but with stark, ugly war. Be with those who, when dawn came to their weary